everything's running smoothly.
Oh, good morning, Peter. Peter, give me a letter.
M.
Ooh, gotta get an M. Peter M. Sween. The M stands for Medic Monday on your Kansas City Morning Show. Wow. Can you tell? I just took a Dayquil on the way in because I feel like death.
That's good.
It just hit.
The D is for death.
So I'm wired now. I'm all set. I'm fired up. Ready to go.
Good morning, Hartzell.
Ready to go.
It is a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's Monday, February 10th. You are looking at high of 43, low of 30 today. If you're just waking up, that real feel.
That real
feel. Mid-20s right now. That's what you're looking at in the morning. So still
the
still
real in, feel.
Still in that bundle up weather. A Tuesday, high of 42, low of 31. Looks like it's going to be somewhat of a chilly week, but I have heard the birds chirping early in the morning.
You?
And you know what that means.
You tell me what it means.
Means our homeboys are back from Florida.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they fly south for the winter.
Ah, okay.
Which means I think warm weather is just right around the corner. I think we got to get through another couple weeks or so.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Yeah. You got your sources in the air, am I right? Not on the ground. In the air, you like that?
My inner nature.
You didn't like that? Come on. You didn't like that.
My ears are telling me. from the birds.
Uh-huh.
We're almost through the winter. So good for us, I guess.
No, good for you. Because that means the system still works. Your system of birds, the eyes and ears
right
in the air. To help you get and help give us
right
that real feel.
You think you tweet.
Boo. Boo. What?
Just telling you.
Boo. What up, Pete?
So, I've been watching The Outsider on HBO.
Oh, we're going to get right into it, huh?
And
you really want to talk about this show.
And I'm not a big scary show, scary movie guy.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little, it gets dark. How am I going to go to sleep after that?
A little scared swing.
But I accidentally started watching this show.
Uh-huh.
And it's scary and it's terrifying, but I'm also addicted. So it's this combination where I just try to still watch it while it's light out. So before 5 or 6, if I can manage, you know, we're in the office.
Hey, you know,
at
least
point.
You know what? I'm so proud of you for just saying it, you know, because I'm
right
the same way. And you know,
yeah,
if the sun's down,
it's a great show.
We don't need all that.
It is the level of Stranger Things creepiness, but just a little more creepy.
Yeah, because this was that show, if I remember right. We got to talk to Sean about TV shows at some point, but it's a Stephen King adaptation, and they did very little press for it. Like, the most you could see was a 15-second clip on
like a Blair Witch situation.
It was a Blair Witch situation.
Tell as little as possible so you don't know what's coming.
It's true, and that's what they did.
I thought it was
crazy twists and turns.
I thought
right?
This was a true crime fiction.
No, that's what it comes across like that.
And then
it twists, and
twist
the tables have turned. Tables have.
So they come out one a week. This isn't a Netflix thing, so you got to wait.
Wow, legacy media. All right. What number are they on? Do you know?
I think they're on like 5 or 6. I'm only on episode 3 or 4. I'm going slow.
I have been forever changed by Netflix and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I will now just wait and then just binge all at once. Like, I got to wait and binge. Well, I guess I don't have to wait now. It's over. I need to binge Watchmen. I got to finish the final season of Veep, which I'm like a year behind.
How was your weekend? Did you catch up on some TV? Would you catch up on sleep?
Oh, I caught up on
a lot.
I saw
you this weekend.
We did.
We ran into Cam.
Was that Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
So, yeah, we went to Kelly's because we're on brand. and look at that. What the hell? Our guy.
You texted me. You said, I'd like to grab a beer.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Hartzell, I'll stop by.
You were quick, man.
I was in the area.
You came by on a moment's notice. I was just kicking it.
If you put the Kelly's bat signal in the air, it'll take me less than 15 minutes to get there.
I now know this. I do. Yeah. Yeah, we were. I was doing Fridays. You're asking what I was doing. Friday, I was supposed to go out. Didn't really feel it. I wasn't in the mood for it.
You burned it.
And so I went and saw some movies instead.
Star Wars again.
The 11th time. Also went and saw Bombshell same evening. Excellent film. Big fan. It won some awards last night. And Saturday, I just need to get out of the house.
Sure.
So I went to the Scout, which is super cool. I haven't been in the Scout in a while.
The lookout.
The lookout point.
Did you get on the horse?
I didn't, because there's this biker who just would not leave.
You wanted to get on the horse?
Of course I did. Come on. I want to do a selfie. But get this. This dude, because everybody's got to go viral. I'm assuming he was trying to put together like a TikTok or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he was there for like, Pete, I'm not even kidding, because I'm trying to like, you know, soak in the moment. I may or may not have brought some things to help me soak in the moment.
Okay,
you know?
Sure, yes.
I'm just trying to enjoy. It was a nice day out too. The sun was out. And this dude has got his phone on the rock deal, like on the platform of where the Scout sits.
Yeah.
And he just keeps moving back and forth, and he keeps shaking his head, so clearly he's not getting his angles. And he just would not leave. Right. And so at one point, I went over to him.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm like, it's time. Come on, man. It's time.
Interaction.
It's time.
I'm
trying to play him off stage. And so, yeah, I wanted to get a little interaction to make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
So now he knows it's time to go.
Right, human contact, yes.
Yeah, because nobody wants that anymore, you know? Why? And
Internet, phone, yeah, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't ask him to help me take a picture, of which I didn't use the picture because it was terrible, which is why I understand that he was there so long.
Right.
And once I had him help me with that picture, like 3 minutes later, my dude was biking away.
Oh, there he goes.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know why I wasted my time. I should have done it earlier.
So how long did you spend at the lookout?
I was there for about an hour or so.
A little introspection.
Little introspection. Did you see the picture though? I got the one of myself was adorable. I had those. Oh man, I tell you, sometimes when I put on that twinkle in my eye face, it was adorable. But the picture I took of the Scout. In fact, we might want to use this as our picture this morning.
I'll be happy to do that.
That's free, copyright free content. You're
so
welcome.
You're giving that to the show. Do we have to pay you anything? All right, give yourself $5.
Do we get paid? If anything, we're
take
losing
your $5
money.
In the right hand and then put it in your left hand, and that'll be our payment for the photo.
Our payment for this show so far is
Hartzell the Scout.
All of our money in one hand and then just lighting it on fire.
Hey, we ran into Cam. It was meant to be at Kelly's.
Yes,
to be at Kelly's.
That's right. The long story, we got back. We got to...
Our OG number one fan.
We got to Kelly's. I said, Pete, I'm sitting up here by myself. Come grab a beer. We ran into Cam. We buy Cam some Coronas.
Right. You bought Cam a Corona.
I was in a Corona mood.
Didn't
I don't know what
get me a Corona
I
did that round.
You asked for one, and I thought you were talking about Cam, not you.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right.
We had a good chat with our friend Cam.
I mean, what did we spend 30 minutes? We watched a little XFL.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't have
this to. This is the XFL.
I didn't have to put on a fake face. You were watching it on TV, which we got some XFL coverage later on.
That's how I know that I maybe am in the right profession. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was no more than 3 or 4 days after all day long having to focus on football, and I just needed to watch another game.
Well, do you want to do this now? You want to go ahead and knock
this out?
I watched
two games. Oh, we were going to talk about. Oh yeah, we're picking sides for the XFL team.
Yeah, hold on. Let's just go ahead and just knock this out now. Is that cool?
Sure.
Let's do this. Do that. Not you. You know what? Not you. You give me a Radio Henry. Welcome to the XFL.
Hey, Hartzell, I'd like to welcome you to the new school of football, and we're calling it the XFL.
But my biggest takeaway was the fans themselves. They came ready. They were excited. Clearly, they had gone to XFL shop to get their gear. Our commish was in the house, Oliver Luck. And these fans, you talk about fans that came ready, open-minded. They had their team. You knew they were fans of the Defenders, and they came out in hordes. And I was very impressed with the fans on Saturday.
Oh, Jonathan Coachman with that pregame, I think. It was on the YouTube channel. You can feel the Vince McMahon in it, right? You can see the pandering to the audience.
Right. I didn't watch a full game.
Interesting, in this pro shop already.
I saw bits and pieces of each game, and the fans were into it, especially in D.C. And it's like,
you mean my boys? Defender till I die.
Washington.
Let's go, baby.
Washington, their fans were so into it. And it's like, you have a team.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Redskins, but I guess they're just so bad that.
Yes, they are.
They'd rather root for this D.C. Defender team, who the Defenders beat the Seattle Dragons 31-19. Such a weird thing.
Kick that ass. Kick
and
that ass.
And then on Sunday.
Suck it, Seattle.
In the most dominant win of the weekend, the New York Guardians, 23-23.
You're not even going to.
Tampa Bay Vipers.
You're not even going to support your New York team.
That's the Guardians. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so that's who you are going to go with?
Yes, New York Guardians.
I thought because I ask you that because
I was flirting
at Kelly's,
a little bit with the Battlehawks.
That's what I was
the
thinking.
St. Louis Battlehawks, and you know what? I just can't do the bagels that they cut up the bagels with. What do they use? A scissor?
Blasphemy.
Not going to do it.
It's a travesty.
Forget the Battlehawks. Battlehawks, Schmattlehawks. Give me the Guardians 23-3 over the Tampa Bay Vipers. My QB1, Matt McGloin.
Oh, wow.
Played well in that game.
QB1.
Former Chief.
Oh, that's right. When do we play each other? Because I've already called it we because I've already.
I think it's next week.
I put my sword in the sand. Next week?
You know what? I don't know. Well, I'll have to look up the schedule.
Look, you have the internet.
What I have found is that it's very hard to look up the XFL. It wasn't on my score app this weekend.
It wasn't bad football, though, to be honest with you.
I bet a few friends on the XFL, and all right, let's see. The Guardians got the DC Defenders next weekend.
We got to do something for it. You in town?
1 o'clock. I'm not. I'm not in town, so we'll just have to text.
I was literally just joking. Where are you going? Actually out?
Yeah, I'm going to San Diego for the weekend.
What?
But listen,
God, you know what?
We'll get together.
Do we have to do a? Are we doing? Do I need to know about this? Are we doing a show on the road? What?
We'll figure it out.
That's
what we call an off-air conversation.
Well, we just found out for the first time on the air. There we go. Yeah, good football. I enjoyed it. So we're gonna do a watch party via, I guess, Skype this weekend.
That's right.
As my DC Defenders take on your Scrubs from wherever you're from.
The Defenders are not gonna beat the Guardians.
The Defenders are the winners of the first ever XFL
game. You know that I've never missed a Guardian game?
I'm buying a jersey.
I've never missed a Guardian game.
I haven't missed
in my life.
I haven't missed a Defenders game.
Runs
through my veins.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. I bleed Defender red.
Maybe we'll put a friendly wager on it.
Oh. Ooh. Hey, you know, I'm willing to do this before you put your finger up and yell at me. Willing to put, you know what? Let's make it interesting. I'll put one of those dinners on the line that you owe me. You owe me two dinners.
Okay, why don't we do both?
No.
Go for four dinners.
Nah, that's not. I'll save the other one for that championship game when, you know, my DC Defenders win whatever the thing is they can win from the XFL.
This was interesting about the XFL. Kansas City loves its sports. Was watching as the number four market for the XFL.
What? No way.
Seattle, Cleveland, and Columbus were the first three. Then number four, Kansas City. DC was the fifth. So
we have the fever
Kansas
still.
City,
man,
with no team. In the mix. I mean, I guess you could root for the Battlehawks. I don't get the sense that a lot of Kansas Cityans are going to be rooting for the St. Louis team.
Not me. Losers, no.
Having no team, the Kansas City market, number four for taking in XFL football.
Have you heard anything from, because you have friends in all different sports who, you know, do their job professionally.
Low places, yeah.
I have seen your friends. They are in low places. What am I saying? You've seen mine too. So.
Oh, wow.
What a save almost.
Drop the sound machine there.
My sound machine. Have you heard from anyone about other franchises coming to town? Because every major event, be it soccer, be it now XFL, KC is always in the top markets. Even NHL games, we still end up being top five, top 10 for sure.
Yeah, you hear rumblings every now and again, but the NHL just added teams. I don't see an NBA team coming soon. I actually had to block the NHL, the Kansas City guy, because I run the Arrowhead Pride. And every tweet, this guy was putting on, follow NHL to Kansas City. And at a certain point, it's like, okay, you can do a few. But he was nailing. And I'm just like, forget this.
Wait, was he like, was he tagging you in it or something? Or was he just?
No, he just was responding. So every AP tweet, it would have this NHL thing, which I support the cause, but you can't do it on every tweet we're putting out. So we ended up having to block him.
This guy. It's Mr. Webmaster over here.
Okay. I would like the NHL to Kansas City too, but not at the expense of the football, you know?
Well, especially not at the expense of my XFL football, because now I've got to focus on one thing, and that's getting the Defenders to the championship game.
Right. Right. That's important.
The cup runs through DC.
That's, you know, we need something for you to focus on.
Plaque
I think this is a great out.
Runs through DC.
This is great for you. The playoffs will be in April.
Oh, okay. What is the trophy? Is it a plaque? Is it a cup? Is it a certificate? Do they know what they're playing for?
You know,
because the first go around, the first go around, they won like $1 million or something. That was the whole gimmick. Well, we'll figure that out. Either way, just go ahead and pencil it in. DC Defenders for life.
I forgot this because I looked up XFL trophy and I forgot that the first game was for $1 million.
That's what I'm saying.
$1 million.
$1 million on the line, and I hope they got a belt that goes with it.
Each game, if you win, you get $100,000. for the players. I heard on the broadcast this weekend. So it's a crazy league.
I'm okay with it. Let's table this and then we'll get more back next weekend.
Sure.
I'll put a dinner on the line. I'll go ahead and on the record.
Two dinners on the line.
No, one dinner on the line. God, you were just the worst. The worst. Let's take a sweep and then you want to come back and do the news?
Sure.
Let's do that. This is your KC Morning Show.
KC Morning Show.
Yo, Pete, give me a letter, sir.
Why?
Why do you do this to me? Peter Y. Swing.
Yams.
The Y stands for yum, yum, yellow. Yum, yum, because I love to eat up your content every morning. You can find that on arrowheadpride.com.
Yoink.
What a...
Yurt.
You need to give me credit for that. Not only did I make the Y work, I also plugged your stupid-ass website.
Love it. I don't know if it's stupid-ass. It's the only SB Nation website for the 2019 champions.
Oh, wow. So informative-ass. Mm. Wow. Successful-ass is really more accurate. You have insurance kind of ass.
ChampionsPride.com really is what it should be.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Any quick hits you got? Did you listen to any news on the way in? Anything that you think we should get out
of
importance? Mm-mm. Yeah, we both were running late today, weren't we?
Well, you a little more than me, but yes, it was a groggy morning, if you will.
Well, what's new? What's new? What's new as we do?
Oh, here we go.
The news!
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Soak it in, man. Soak it in, man. Soak in that hot, sweaty, passionate
news.
Hey, baby. I want to know right now if you give my news.
No, that's not what they wanted.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Yeah.
You think you're going to just dance this off? No. Break him off with that PG swing.
Hey, baby. I want to know right now.
Find the beat, at least.
News.
Can you at least find the beat?
Mm.
Where's the freestyle? What happened to that freestyle, Pete?
Ka-ka! Spring is coming.
You don't have it anymore. used to give us the fire freestyle. We used to make it to the. Remember back when we used to make it to the chorus part, and they had the choir that came in. You can't even make it that far in the song now.
I didn't want to have to do this.
Oh. Ooh, can Radio Henry freestyle to go with that cat?
No.
I want to hear him.
Put him away.
I want to hear him at some point.
He's in my pocket.
At some point, we're going to have that man rap.
Man,
where'd that cat come from?
God, I want to know right now if you'll give my news. What a jam.
You couldn't even find the beat when you did it.
Beat Schmeet, man.
You could have done that. In fact, hold on. I'll show you. Hold on. Just real quick.
Here we go.
Just find the beat when you do it. 5, 6, 7, 8. Ka-ka! That's not what this was about. I was trying to show you how to do something. Now,
happy,
you know,
Monday, Hartzell.
Now I'm moving on. I was going to show you how to do something.
Look at these hips.
How to find the beat. Because every song
these
is
my Monday hips.
I was really trying to show you something there. I was really hoping you would bring it there. No. Well, I heard that this is the biggest problem facing Kansas City, second only to that terrible intro that Pete just gave you. This, the pothole plague.
Pothole perils are plaguing our streets. Thousands of people have filed complaints with the city to patch those holes up.
So far this year, there's been 1,666 pothole complaints to 311. The same time last year, 1,254. Last week, the city council approved a resolution to develop a plan to address this problem, such as repairing the potholes in a timely manner and preventing them from popping up. KC Mayor Quentin Lucas sent 41 Action News a statement reading in part, "We just aren't cutting it on maintaining our roads and filling potholes. I ask that we hire a pothole czar soon to ensure we prioritize deferred maintenance in all Kansas City neighborhoods."
How about that, Pete? Where can you apply that for that job? Pothole czar. I feel like that's like a cop-out. I mean, no offense, Casey and Mayor Q, we love you, but I feel like that's what always happens when these like epidemics or when these big problems pop up. You do a czar deal, and then you don't really hear from it afterwards. I need this fixed. I've lost two tires.
I have
this
some
season.
Takes here about this.
Two tires. Oh, give me them takes. Okay, tire takes.
All right, here's the first hot take.
Okay,
Kansas City is way too often surprised by weather and problems that have happened already. It's like, how did you not learn from last year that this needs to be something you prepare for?
Yeah.
And then there are sometimes these snowstorms where it's like, we know that this could potentially be coming. How are the roads not good? You know, I don't know. Glad that Mayor Q's keeping it
and
real.
And I hate
I
being
mean,
that guy.
There's a problem. The potholes are. What does that even mean?
I don't know
that.
I don't think they know what that
is. That is a fantasy land.
Literally, that title comes out of some kind of fantasy book. We have a pothole czar. Well,
clean it up.
All I know is that I've lost two tires, and I'm not going to send the bill to the city because I'll take this one. But if you get me again, it's over. I'm going to send it directly to that czar. He can shove that ticket up his ass.
Well, I was just about to say, if you want to be the most hated person in Kansas City, this is the job you apply for.
Yeah. Or savior to the city. Think about it. Yeah. Think about that.
Might as well play for the Oakland Raiders.
So I guess this is a good problem to have.
Mm.
Every year, you know, ticket prices usually go up a little bit when it comes to your NFL.
Hashtag breaking the bank.
Prices, hashtag balling on no budget.
Rest in peace, Piggy.
Oh, because of the Piggy.
Make a little bacon.
Piggy bank. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sizzling. You kind of expected this, but some ticket outlets say the Chiefs' status as defending champions will lead to an increase in ticket prices. Demand should be very high next season, and on a historical level, ticket prices jump after a Super Bowl win. The average price for a ticket last year was $180.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that. When I heard that, because I have...
You can go to the Hy-Vee Market for free.
I keep trying to tell you all this and enjoy half-price beverages. Boneless wings for $5 to go to Tank 7 for $3.50.
Do the Chiefs know that you can go to the Hy-Vee Market for free?
They don't know
enough.
They
clearly do not.
They don't know. I need to tell them about
it.
They
don't.
I didn't know it was $180. The last few games I've gone to, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm going to sound like an ass, but I've been given those tickets.
Yep, there it is.
Listen. Give me a win. Can I have a win?
Yeah, no, that's good.
I need a win. I need a win. And
you need a win-win-win no matter what.
Oh, boy. Maybe at some point I'll put my hands in the air. And maybe they'll stay there.
Hey, keep fighting the good fight. I think a win is on the horizon.
We've totally changed topics midway through this. If you get it, you get it. $180 for a ticket. Did not see that coming. Well, it's probably going up. So how bad do you want to see your defending
People
Super Bowl champions? Honestly, I pay the same thing. But that's just for the ticket. I don't think that included parking or anything like that.
Right. No, and parking is up too. I mean, and look, it's a business. You know, this is the time if you're going to try to increase tickets. This, you know, it's still a business. You do it. It is what it is.
When's the last time you have paid for a football ticket?
I don't pay for sports anymore.
Oh, see, so hold on. I teed you up for that for a reason. Because I knew you ain't give me mess for talking about my Chiefs tickets. And I know you ain't paid for a ticket.
I'm not paying.
Over here trying to blow smoke up me. No.
The last ticket I think I bought for sports in Kansas City was that charity border war, which was a great purchase.
Oh, the XKUMU guys, right?
No, this was the real teams a year ago.
Oh, that's when they did the exhibition deal.
Yeah, that was awesome. They should do that every year, but... They don't. That was one of the better sporting events I've been to in Kansas City.
And you had to, imagine that.
You had to pay
for it.
That's ridiculous.
I know, right? I don't know why. My mom asked me one time, like, hey, well, I was trying to buy some tickets to go see, I think it was like Anthony Hamilton, so some R&B guy you don't know about, Pete. And she was like, hey, what's a good price for this? And in full douche mode, I'm like, sorry, mom, you know, I haven't paid for tickets in years.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't tell you what the market price is, ma, sorry.
Mm.
Then she...
It's good to be you.
Then she took my breakfast away. I live at home.
Well, you deserve that.
I sure did. Sure did.
Listen, I'll get you some Go-Gurts.
They still make Go-Gurts? Because I will eat those in a heartbeat.
Then you don't have to worry about breakfast.
Got
to
put
a little
those...
fridge here. I have the Casey Morning Show Studios at Unlabeled Music Services.
Oh, what a slide in, huh?
Go-Gurt it up.
I got the best part, you can put it in that freezer, not the fridge. Go-Gurt in the freeze. Mm. Whew, next level. Next level. We may have missed We may have missed a debate on Friday, but that took place on Friday. The Dems are in New Hampshire getting ready for the first primary of the 2020 season.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg riding his momentum from Iowa, insisting Washington needs a fresh perspective.
We can feel how close we are. We can feel the wind at our back.
At last night's debate, he was targeted by his rivals.
We have a newcomer in the White House, and look where it got us. I think having some experience is a good thing.
Senator Bernie Sanders betting on his backyard advantage. The Vermont senator won this state in the 2016 Democratic primary.
The establishment is beginning to get nervous. People want health care for all. How do we stop it? Well, they ain't gonna stop it.
So, first off, I just want to say this. And Pete, I'm just curious what you think. You know, I moved the national story down to like the middle-ish of the news. Because you always said how much you hated leading with impeachment. Hated leading with Donald Trump
talk. It's a bummer, man. It bummed me out.
It did. So how about that? Does that work? Is that better for you, pushing it a little bit further down?
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
So coming off of Iowa, which is a complete debacle.
New Hampshire primary tomorrow.
Yeah, we got New Hampshire coming up. That's what the debate was for on Friday.
February 11th, yes.
So Tuesday, we have the first primary of the season. You have the caucuses in Iowa, which is a mess. Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders. What up, Bernie? That's my guy. They finished top two.
I think Bernie may do it.
Right?
Starting to see him a little bit.
I think we may need to start having that conversation, y'all. I think, because here's the thing. Every Dem nominee has won Iowa. And he essentially, he won the popular vote, but he... So Iowa's, okay, let's be really, really quick. Iowa's so stupid, which is why we got to get rid of caucuses. They have like an electoral college within the state. Mm. So you don't just win outright. It's, anyway, super dumb. That's why you should only do primaries. And that is tomorrow, your New Hampshire primary. But yeah, we might need to have that talk, man.
I got a political hot take for you, too.
Whoa. Hold on. Let me.
This is not even taking
prepare myself real quick.
The electoral college is the dumbest thing
going. Yeah.
Because why should someone in, for example, like a Florida, if they live in Florida, why should that vote matter more than someone in New York or somewhere that...
It doesn't, actually. In fact, the Electoral College is the opposite. It actually gives more power to rural areas.
No, but what I'm saying is New York is going to go a certain way every time. So if you live in one of these swing states, your vote matters more.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And that's ridiculous.
Yeah, why do we have to always just talk to Iowa and... Ohio.
Exactly. Because all these other states will go one way or, you know, and that is so silly. Anyway.
Look at you. Wow. Was that stewing for a while?
As you know, I don't like parties. I don't like the whole party system.
Well, no, you never get invited to parties. That's why.
Yeah, because listen, I'd rather stay home and watch movies, okay?
So. Or watch the debate. That's what you want to do.
Eat this. How about that? Electoral college.
And this is why I knew you liked the placement. Because that right there was a national umbrella that now we can get even more nuanced and bring it now to a KC perspective.
It's raining all over the country, so I'm glad you did that for us.
The Mike Bloomberg campaign is opening an office in Westport this week. Campaign staffers say there is value to opening offices in the Midwest. Supporters say they're excited more presidential campaigns are now coming to Kansas City.
So no matter where you stand on the whatever platform or the policy spectrum, I think it's cool whenever you have major candidates want to post up in Kansas City. Bloomberg, for whatever you think about Bloomberg, you know, he's making an effort. He's also buying his way into the debate stage. It's fine. I got a buddy of mine who works for the Bloomberg campaign, so I'm not going to throw any shade because I know how much work they do. But if you're interested in the political process, Bloomberg. Which I think you should be.
Bloomberg, no problem affording those cheese tickets.
God, he could buy the stadium, everybody a ticket.
Yeah, he should.
Apparently, those of us, it ain't me. If you have more friends, there's now a correlation with the number of friends you have to how long you end up living.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
Well, I was going to give you some stats and do a list of heart soul, but my list just froze up.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Ah!
Damn.
No! No,
wow.
No.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I had a list ready.
Damn it. Darn.
It was gonna be.
Oh,
God, I wish. You wish we had it.
There's a survey like 5,000
oh,
people.
Oh, my God.
And it was a correlation with the amount of friends you had versus how long you lived. Oh, God dang it.
Really missed out on that list.
Ah, I even planned on like disguising it in the news and then hitting that button out of nowhere.
Well, that would have been so great.
I'm so, oh, you know what? All right.
Next time.
Well, then we will close out on a positive story. God, I'm so, that'd have been
all
a great list.
Know, we'll wrap up the list right here. If you have more friends, you're going to live longer.
All right.
Which is why I'm going to die probably in a couple weeks.
God, I got hours remaining. Hours remaining. All right. Well, we will close this off on a good story.
Yeah, here we go.
Bronx man. Bro, you know, the bodegas everywhere in New York. Mm. Do you? Okay. Because you're from what part?
Queens.
Queens. I've visited New York a bunch the last year or so.
Okay.
Bodegas everywhere. I love doing the walk, the Times Square, the Central Park deal. So you live there, though, and I feel like the novelty of all that doesn't really do it for you. Do you catch a bodega? Do you go buy anything there as you were walking
the
streets? No?
I don't really do any touristy things in New York. I see family and go to the same places we've always gone.
That's what I figured that. I figured. Because I am the guy. Like, if I still had a digital camera, I would be that guy who's, like, actually taking pictures. Like, if I couldn't use my phone, I would still use an actual, like, little tiny square guys. I would do that. I love being a tourist.
My mom hit a lot of the touristy stuff when we were, like, younger. So we took the Staten Island Ferry and went to saw Lady Liberty. Petey, you ready to see the gift from France? They call this the Statue of Liberty. And they came through this island called Ellis Island. All of the different nationalities, and they became Americans. I'd be like, oh, okay, thanks, Mom. It was a nice little trip for us when I was young.
Yeah, Peter E. Swing, the E stands for educated.
That's right.
That's what I've been, educated man. Mm. Bronx bodega worker has gone viral on TikTok. Let's play this audio, and you will know why.
If you get this question right, you have 5 seconds to pick up whatever you want. 10 times 10 minus 50.
50.
5. 4. 9 times 9 minus 5.
9 times 9 is 81. Minus 5 is 76.
8 times 8.
64.
12 times 12 minus 10.
134.
8 times 3 plus 20.
44.
Can we get that speaker back there?
3.
20, okay. I want that
2.
Up there.
1.
And $40.
$40? Give it $40.
How dope is that? So
what is he doing? It's like a game show?
If the customer gets a math problem correct, he gives them 5 seconds to grab whatever they want from the bodega.
Oh, wow.
So he's just trying to stress the importance of education. Let me find his name. Ahmed Alwan is the bodega worker. His dad owns the bodega, and he does this, posts the video, helps these kids, you know, learn their math problems or whatever. All the funds that they lose from him doing the shopping spree, it comes out of his own check.
Wow.
And he wants to keep doing that. So there's a video on Instagram, if you can pull it up, of the kids actually like running through and grabbing stuff. It's awesome. So more like that. That's super cool.
6 times 6 minus 9.
6 times 6, 36 minus 9. Oh, God. 27?
Oh, you got it.
Oh,
1 second to go.
Ooh, I had to think about that.
You can grab my crotch if you want. That's the prize.
I mean, that's all I've ever wanted.
Well, there you go.
Every math, you're every welcome. Transitive property led me to that, ahead, to that moment.
No, I'm just kidding. Just stay away from this crotch.
9 times 7 plus 4.
67.
Is that right? I
don't know.
Sure. Okay. So we. Is that right? No. Sure. Moving on. Finally. Woo. We have a concert announcement.
Love that.
Oh, actually, you know what? I don't think we've actually announced it yet.
Okay.
Oh, in fact, it gets announced at 9 o'clock this morning. Oh, no, who cares? All right, you want to break it?
Sure.
I mean,
this is news to me.
My bosses.
I don't see it on the rundown.
They don't listen to this. They don't listen to this show. So that's fine.
I like it. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to be announcing this show like in a few hours. Melody Martinez coming back to town. Let's get this song pulled up. You might remember this track. Mm. It was used on, I think, American Horror Story, one of those. It's kind of catchy. All right, you know me. I'm a sucker for the chorus. Let's get to it.
Hey, girl,
ooh.
Open the walls.
Play with your doll.
It's called Dollhouse. We'll be a
perfect family. Melanie let's, Martinez.
Let's get to the chorus.
She's a fancy looking gal. I'm looking at some photos of her.
Oh yeah, she's quite the
got two-tone hair.
Eccentric look. Oh, here we go. With your brother, won't you be a good sister?
Everyone thinks that we're perfect. When is she coming?
It is going to be, I believe, in the summer. Tickets are going to go on sale.
Hey, welcome, Melanie Martinez. This, the first artist in the Buzz Beach Ball.
Oh, don't you say that. Don't you say that.
What?
There is no more beach ball.
That was a thing? I just made that up.
Buzz Beach Ball was a thing for 10 years, man.
Oh, man, I didn't know.
Over 10 years, yeah. It's one of our biggest shows.
And anyway, the Buzz Beach Ball has been canceled. No refunds. There will be no refunds.
Yeah, Melanie Martinez. Right. Don't tell anybody we did that. She is coming to town. I believe it is in the summer. We're going to be doing a pre-sale for it, so you get your tickets a little bit earlier. A little bit cheaper. Radio Henry, tell them where to go. What's that website of the station of which I'm employed? Where can they go get those tickets and information? What's the website?
96.5thebuzz.radio.com, it looks like.
Okay, that was you. That
I couldn't find the website, so
it's just 965thebuzz.com.
It says the .radio.com.
Okay, huh? it redirects, man. Mm. Don't put the .radio. No one does the .radio.com.
If you want to be true to the website.
You want tickets, more information, go to 965thebuzz.
I just went to 965thebuzz.com and it said the connection is not private.
Okay. So we were
I'm not even making that up.
We were able to talk to Sean. Sean,
oh, yeah.
Fox 4 film critic.
Sean.
We weren't able to get him on Friday, which actually worked out great because we had the Oscars last night.
That's right.
We had
Parasite.
Best Picture, Best Director. Where did we give you that information? Because you know Sean talks about that. We had our best
Oscars
movies.
Oscars.com.
Oscars.965thebuzz.com.
.radio.net.
.radio.altavista.net.
That's right.
Sean talking Oscars because he called in like 5 minutes after the show was over. That's how dedicated I am
to
Movie
this.
Monday yes. on your KC Morning Show.
Let's do it.
So Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, he will coming up next. My name's Hartzell. Pete, give me a letter before we take it to a sweep.
T.
Peter T. Sween. The T stands for Take Me to a Break. This your KC Morning Show. That was a good one. That was good.
KC Morning Show.
All right. My name is Hartzell. This your KC Morning Show. This worked out perfect. Sean, this worked out real nice because we didn't have flicks on Friday. Sean doesn't like the title anyway, but this worked out. We'll do movies on Monday.
What title?
You didn't like the flicks, man. You didn't like the flicks thing.
Flicks is a little old school. I like to keep it 2020, but it's all good.
Nah, man, it hurt my feelings. You know, it's fine.
No, it's fine. I just like to keep it 2020, man. Everything's digital.
Well, here's the thing, though. It worked perfectly because we had the Oscars Sunday night. This right here, it is what we're recording. This is like 10:35. So the Oscars just got done. This right here is some of the first hot takes you will receive.
First, hey. I'm about to go into my LL Cool J mode. Mama said knock you out. I told y'all Parasite.
You were right.
I told y'all Parasite. I did a Muhammad Ali. I didn't waver. I didn't pull back. I didn't get nervous. I knew it was winning Best Picture.
All right.
I told y'all.
So initial thoughts for the whole show. We had no host. We had some performances.
Not only does the cinematographer prepare the meals for the crew and cast... It is also the cinematographer who knocks on your trailer door to let you know that it is time to get to the set to create magic.
I'm sorry, I'm being told that...
What?
That is not the role of the cinematographer.
Oh.
And it has something to do with camera.
Oh. Who is talking to you?
I have no idea. They just gave me an earpiece backstage. Do you not have an earpiece?
Hello?
What'd you think?
You know what? The show was over within the first 5 minutes after my girl Janelle Monáe came out. She almost had a wardrobe malfunction. She recovered.
Like a champ.
She started, She started out with the Mr. Rogers, and she almost had an oopsie, but she figured out what was going on. And then she got into her performance and killed it. She represented. She went straight KC on them. She was in the Dolby Theater representing Kansas City to the fullest. We won the Super Bowl, and we had Janelle Monáe open the Oscars. That's how you do it. We popped bottles after that, and no matter what happened, after her performance, didn't matter. She shut it down within the first 5 minutes.
Now, where'd you watch the show from? Because I know if you're popping bottles, you with some folks. Where you at?
I'm at Amanda's house. We popping bottles now. We about to pop. It's a private party. I'm with the biggest film geek, film fans on the planet. I got a bottle of Irishman wine. It went 0-10, but we still going to drink their wine.
Any surprises? What? Anything that you didn't see coming or anything maybe it was?
Okay, here's the deal. The biggest surprise of the night will probably be my man, Bong Joon-ho, winning Best Director, even though I was like calling that for Parasite.
Bong Joon-ho!
Thank you. I will drink until next morning. Thank you.
That would be the biggest surprise because he beat Sam Mendes for 1917. And to be honest, Parasite winning Best Picture is a surprise.
And the Oscar goes to Parasite.
Parasite has 6 Academy Award nominations and is the first film not in the English language to win Best Picture, winning 4 Oscars tonight.
Even though I was on your show, the KC Morning Show, telling everybody on the planet that was the best movie.
That's right.
Remember, we did the best of 2019. I said Parasite. You asked me my favorite movie I've seen. I said Parasite. You asked me who was going to win the Oscars. I said Parasite. Who won Best Picture? Parasite. So for everybody else who doesn't listen to the KC Morning Show,
tell them, Sean.
That was a surprise.
Tell them, Sean.
People who listen to your show, they was in the know, and they probably got paid because they put that on their Oscar ballot, and I want 10% on everybody's Oscar ballot because I told y'all Parasite was going to win Best Picture. My man was going to win Best Director. I told you that I was the best movie of the night. I told you Irishman wasn't winning nothing. They had Chris Rock come out and crack some jokes with that old white man. I mean Steve Martin.
So hold on. Do people still care about the Oscars? Award season now is done, right?
No, not really. They care about what people wore. They don't care about the awards. But we made history tonight because the first ever international film won Best Picture. Props out to South Korea. And the movie industry is global, so we're moving in the right direction.
So what's next now? Like, what's everybody do now after this?
I'm going on vacation. So I got a Delta flight in the morning to a warm weather destination.
Man, vacation. Every day is a vacation. I don't want to hear it.
Nah, I've earned a 6-week vacation.
You're getting 6 weeks?
No good movies ain't coming out until 6 weeks. I'll holler at you next week. I'm just playing. I'm just going on a 3-day. I'm going on a little 3-day mini, little something. I need some warm weather. You know what I'm saying? I need to sit by the pool, Spotify, you know what I'm saying? It's fun, man. I love your show, man. Thanks for calling tonight. We're having a lot of fun right now.
Man, get back to it. Get back to it. What you sipping on right now before I let you go? What you got in your hand right now?
I'm sipping on a Zinfandel from The Irishman. Thank you, Netflix, baby. When you watch the Oscars, you primarily drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the flow.
Okay.
And so now I'm about to drink some water to hydrate, and then it's going to be all good.
That's right. Hey, the best detox is retox. You're fine.
Yeah, but I got a couple more glasses. We're going to celebrate this South Korean Parasite win.
Man, get out of here. Go drink. Get out of here.
All right, man. Talk to you later, man.
Talk to you soon, man.
Impressive, most impressive.
The KC Morning Show.
Thank you, Sean. My boy might have had some pops.
Hey, listen.
He may have had some Oscar pops.
Some little Sunday night delight.
Hey, he was drinking wine courtesy of
the anti-scary
Irishman. That ain't bad. When you're sipping on Netflix wine, that ain't bad.
You know, a lot of people go through these things called the Sunday scaries. The way that you miss those is you do something that you're looking forward to on Sunday night. So the Oscars are perfect.
Mm-hmm,
maybe
mm-hmm.
have a little vino for the sueno.
Oh, there it is.
Melt into the couch. And then all of a sudden it's Monday. You're like, okay, whatever. All right, let's go into sports.
Take them to sports.
The Chiefs are celebrating in Las Vegas. From the New York Daily News, page 6, the Chiefs kept Super Bowl 2020 celebrations rolling in Vegas over the weekend. We're told tight end Travis Kelce, running back LeSean McCoy, safety Tyrann Mathieu, Mahomes was there, partied with the teammates at Dre's nightclub at the Cromwell Hotel in the early hours of Sunday morning.
Get it, boys. Get it, boys.
I found this funny, and you'll appreciate this, and I think everyone can appreciate it, male, female, whatever you are. So I see that you can see all on social media now. So Mahomes and Kelsey's ladies, they went to a trip by themselves in L.A. All of a sudden, they pop up in Vegas. So that you see them getting to Vegas. From that Instagram story share on, it was radio silence on their stories for two straight days.
Oh, wow.
And then they finally...
Oh, wow. They must have been...
They finally picked up yesterday and started putting stories up of golfing.
You know what that means, right? That means we have to keep all this off the record. That means that they've gone through this training. They know how this works.
Well, it just was obvious and apparent to me that Mahomes said to Kelsey and Kelsey said to Mahomes, no stories this weekend.
Yep, not this weekend. We're going to get after it. Let's agree on one thing and one thing only.
Good for them. They're the champions of the world.
Do your thing, boys. And I don't care what anybody says. Karen, go take a nap. Let the kids out. Mm. Let the dogs out, all right?
An enormous trade in the MLB involving the Boston Red Sox and L.A. Dodgers from ESPN, Mookie Betts and David Price are finally going to Los Angeles. The deal has been agreed upon to send the 2018 MVP and star pitcher to the L.A. Dodgers for a package that includes outfielder Alex Verdugo, shortstop Jeter Downs, and catcher Connor Wong going to the Red Sox. Anytime players of this caliber go from the American League to the National League, that's good for the Royals. So they're no longer on the Red Sox. And, yeah, the Red Sox get some young players back. But, again, the weaker the American League is, the better it is for our Kansas City Royals.
Is that you throwing shade? The worse the league is, the better for us.
Yeah, because that's where it's at right now. I love me some baseball. I'm excited. We got spring training starting very shortly. Mm-hmm. A month from now, you and I will be able to go in to the K and take it. I love going to the baseball games. If you ever want to maybe see me there, I'm always in left field at that pop-up bar because they got the best tall boy beer in the stadium.
You remember the last time? You remember the last time I saw you there? Do you remember what game that was? What night that was?
I don't.
The last time I saw you at Kauffman,
the K,
I was at the K as well on the field wearing a certain.
Oh, yeah, I ran into you.
That was the calm before the storm, and I was being a jackass.
Cody hooked me up with those lower-level tickets, and I ran into you, and you were in some kind of mood.
I was like in flex mode, but also because I was doing the hot dog race.
You were so locked into the hot dog race. I was with my girlfriend, and you didn't even say hello to her.
No, I wasn't.
You just were focused.
I was back in
laser.
I was back in athlete, high school hero, D1 athlete, hard school. That's right. I played D1 sports, and I was ready to go. And I was a track athlete, so I'm like, I got this in the back. I was out of shape.
You were looking very green, and you relished the moment.
In my defense, that was
unforgettable moment.
Probably one of the top moments in Kauffman Stadium history. I'm not even kidding. And at that point,
it went viral.
We had
Sports Center.
I was number one, top
not top
10.
Top.
Well, not top 10. 2 weeks in a row. I got an email from ESPN. I was expecting like a trophy or something. They didn't give that. They did not. I do want a redemption angle though. I want to be able to run it back.
They should do a 30 for 30.
At that time of the season, because we did that back in May.
Right.
The applause, the cheers in that ballpark was the loudest to date, including opening day.
Right.
That's how much I got the people going.
You could make an argument that you had the best moment at the K all season.
Honestly, yeah. And by the way, my head crossed the line first. I won that race. Nate Buchady, you can suck it.
I don't think that's true. Some scores, Kansas. Number three, Kansas won its 20th game, 60-46 over TCU. Bill Self became the second youngest coach in history to get to 700 wins. He is 57 years old, so it's always good to be 57 and be the youngest to do something. Mm-hmm. That means follow your dreams. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can get it done. Kansas matched an NCAA record with its 31st consecutive 20-win season.
But no, this is our worst team ever.
KU's
we suck
good at
so
basketball.
Much. Oh, God, this is it. We're done. Bill Self sucks. We're going to lose. And then, of course.
K-State lost its third game in a row to Iowa State, 73-53. The Wildcats stink. They're right back to it Tuesday versus Oklahoma State, 8 p.m. on ESPNU if you want to watch the Wildcats.
Ema!
Mizzou! Remember we were watching Mizzou and Arkansas at Kelly's when we met up on Saturday? They won that game, 83-79.
I was actually watching. You were just there making fun of us.
That's right. The Tigers
play. I was actually watching us come
LSU. I was focused on the XFL. The Tigers play LSU on Tuesday at 8 p.m. See if we can keep this thing rolling, Hartzell. Why not, right?
I don't see. You know what?
Ryan, why not?
Let's just win a game. Let's just win the next one.
Coming up in just a second, I will tell you what we're looking forward to in Kansas City over the next 2 days. You're listening to the KC Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
My name's Hartzell. That is Pete. This is your KC Morning Show. Pete, where can our friends, our family, our KC Morning Hoes, if you will, where can they find us?
You know what? Before we get into events, KC Morning Hoes was a shot in the dark, and it has stuck.
I wouldn't even say it stuck, man. It is now essential to this show.
I went on to 610 Sports Radio, as I do, to talk Chiefs, and on the text line the other day, one of you guys, I don't know who it was because we can't really see names, but it was a number that popped up and said, shout out to Sween from the KC Morning Hoes.
What up, what up?
Really appreciate that.
That was dope.
That is special to our hearts. Tonight, 7 o'clock at Westport Ale House, they'll have a paint night. So you can go in, grab a beer. It says unleash your inner artist at Original Paint Night. Go from a blank canvas to a masterpiece of your own with plenty of laughs along the way.
Sounds like a great date spot.
So Pete, there you go, a little early Valentine's Day.
Pete, go ahead and take care of that one for me, bud.
Chris Jones autograph signing tonight, 7 o'clock at Crave the Auto. It says hosted by Crave the Auto, Dick's Sporting Goods, 11801 Nail Avenue, Leawood, Kansas. So get Chris Jones to sign whatever before he leaves town, because I think he's going to get changed.
You think so, really? I was going to ask you. Is this probably the home stretch?
The way that the money is working out.
My Charlie Hustle shirt, have him sign that.
So Mahomes is going to make a ridiculous contract, right? So you got to find that money elsewhere. Jones is going to deserve $20 million because you can get that elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the Chiefs are going to be willing to pay.
Can they franchise him?
They're going to franchise and move him.
Okay.
That's what they're going to end up doing.
Dang. That's all right. Stone Cold.
Also tonight, 6:30, Hartzell, you like this place? Uptown, a winter ski ball league.
Mm-hmm. I do love me some ski ball. In fact, I might.
Registration's free. So it's the most popular league. I didn't even know that they did this. Teams of three.
Mm-hmm.
Signups open at 6 p.m. on Monday, February 3rd. I guess that's happened already last week.
Listen, I know. I know a guy.
I imagine they're still available.
Yes, man, of course.
You still get in that, right?
I still got access to their social media. We're good.
And it's easy.
Let's go. You want to do a thing?
No, I can't. Oh, okay. February 10th, the conversation
man,
with Laura.
Come on, man. You know I need to try to go out. Let's go to Uptown.
We'll talk about it.
See, that means we're never going to go. Whatever, man. Keep going.
Also at 7 o'clock, a conversation with Laura Osnes. That's happening at Starlight Theater. There's tickets available. She is a Broadway performer.
Yeah, she is.
And she is
inviting
students, parents. If they want to get in theater in Kansas City, this would be a perfect, I think, opportunity to ask questions about how you can make that happen.
I got a couple questions for her.
All right, take it easy there.
Sorry.
She is a good-looking gal. That's what I will say. I see a photo of her right here.
Control save. What are you doing, man? Insert to folder. Stop.
Also cool tonight, a Century of Change. A lot of Monday events tonight. A Century of Change, the Negro League Centennial Film Screening. Celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Negro National League. Join Kansas City for a sneak peek screening of A Century of Change, the Negro League Centennial, and the historic 18th and Vine District, where it all began. That's happening at the Gem Theater, 16,
I would love 15, for us to do something there.
East 18th Street, Kansas City, Missouri.
We got to find, was it Bob Kendricks? He's so good at what he does.
As Buck O'Neill said, a lot about the game has changed, and thankfully, much of it is for the better.
What up, Buck?
On Tuesday at 7 o'clock, same Dick's Sporting Goods, 8665 Northwest Prairie View Road in KC, Mo. Tyrann Mathieu is signing autographs. So a lot of people love Tyrann Mathieu. He will be available from 7 to 8:30 at Dick's Sporting Goods. Also on Tuesday, Honky Tonk Happy Hour, the Naughty Pines.
Okay.
At the Ship, baby.
Oh, at the Ship?
Oh, yeah, your place.
I was supposed to go to the Ship this weekend.
I know. 1217 Union Avenue, Kansas City, Missouri.
Couldn't quite pull the trigger on that.
Join the Naughty Pines and the Ship for dinner and an evening of classic country and honky tonk music.
We watched the fights instead of going to the Ship. I feel like maybe I should have went to the Ship.
The Ship's a treat.
It is. It really is. Let's go. Man, can we one time in any of these...
We hung out on Saturday.
I know, but hold on. We've probably plugged hundreds of events now since we started this show.
That's right.
And we have gone to not one of them together.
We went to Saturday Soccer.
We didn't put that on the rundown. That was just us. That was an invite.
Hartzell.
That was an invite. That doesn't
count. And Soccer
Pete. Oh God. Soccer Sween.
I like Soccer Pete.
Yeah, just because you—that's because I said it. That's why.
Six districts. That's after hours with Kevin McManus and Andrea Bowe. That's happening at Beer Station. Our sixth district after hours with Kevin McManus and Councilwoman Andrea Bowe is back in our Green Dragon Room, 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 11th. Grab a beer and bring your questions for the city council members in the district. You have the floor, so that's pretty cool. They're just drinking beer.
I might go
with the council member.
I might go. I'll bring a
button
down.
Have you heard of Joseph the Band?
Joseph the Band? No, I don't know.
They're playing at the Madrid Theater.
Should I know Joseph the Band? I probably
should. On Tuesday at 8 o'clock, 3810 Main Street in Casey Moe. General admission, there's plenty of tickets available. There's different packages and whatnot. Joseph the Band looks like three ladies in a band. I've never heard them.
Oh, Joseph. Not Joseph the Band. Okay, I know them as just Joseph.
Yeah, they're Joseph the Band.
Okay.
The Band Joseph.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, three chicks. They're really dope. Very, very good.
I thought you might know.
Yeah. Also, yeah, you threw me off. Okay, whenever you talk music, it just kind of throws me off a little bit. It's just
Tunes and Goons. Also on February 11th, launch party for Battle of the Burgers, hosted BRGR Kitchen and Bar. That's 11th East 14th Street. Battle of the Burgers. Join us downtown for a fun-filled night with drink specials, giveaways, raffles, and submit your burger recipe for the chance to, and in bold letters, win big. Here's what the prizes are: a portable Coleman grill, a 52-quart cooler, and a free burger every single week for the whole year.
That ain't bad. I'll sign up. I make a terrible
if
burger.
I have a heart attack.
I do it just for
the
opportunity.
Contest for you.
Listen, let's just put something together just for the chance we might win.
You know, you should enter this contest. Andy Reid. He's got a great cheeseburger.
That man,
recipe.
If nothing else, he's got to be the judge because he knows the cheeseburgers.
Did you know that there's a weekly cornhole blind draw tournament at Parlor on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m.? I found this. I love cornhole. $10 cash. And blind draw means, Hartzell, this might be good for you. You go there, and you don't really know who your partner's going to be.
Oh, I'm not ready for that yet.
It's a blind draw.
Nah, no thanks.
This
no.
might be good.
My hands are already getting
sweaty. Sign up at kcornhole.com if you have an event.
I've done speed dating once. Did it in college, actually.
If you have
terrifying.
An event we need to know about.
Never again.
Email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
I've never had to pee so much during one date.
On Twitter and social media.
So nervous.
KC Morning Show. On Instagram,
I guess
we are
multiple
the
dates
KC Morning Show. Check out Unlabeled Music Services. It's where we come from every single day.
Yeah, we got any speed dating? Yeah, any love stuff on your weekend preview?
Nothing. Nothing for you, man.
We'll put one together. We'll do a KC
Open
Morning Show.
Open up that phone.
Lonely Hearts
Get ready
party.
To bumble. Ooh.
I have to beep all that out.
Why?
Because we would get fined.
Oh, really?
You know that he has a team of people.
I said let's.
Close enough. He has a team of people that literally, he makes $40 million a year just off of copyrights. He has a team of people that search the RSS feeds. It is the goddamnedest thing. Yeah, we had a guy that almost got fired from the station that did that. Anyway, yeah. For the rock
wow.
station. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? I take it back.
Oh, I bleeped it out. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry, because, yeah, this.
Can I say what I just did, or just should we just get away? We did the Michael Buffer thing that we just
I'm playing out. You off right now. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you can't tell what this
we
face
can't
is.
Afford.
I'm
we can't afford
you
it.
We can't
We're
afford it.
We're a new show. We're a startup. Startup Monday.
My name's Hartzell. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC
Maybe.
Morning Show.
We'll see. Maybe.